Commentator Peggy Wehmeyer is not a Catholic, but she's been thinking about the Pope's last hours.
Shortly before Pope John Paul died, a Vatican official announced, "This evening or this night, Christ opens the door to the Pope." His aides say he suffered with confidence and hope because the other side of the door was as real to John Paul as his weekly masses in St. Peter's Square. I guess you'd expect that kind of confidence from a pope, but what about the rest of us? I've been seeing a lot of death and disease these days, and I hate it. Even though I go to church and read the Bible, I find the invisible world of heaven and eternity a little difficult to grasp. But lately, I've been seriously taken back by the difference faith makes for some when they stare death straight in the face. My friend Jean Ann is an exuberant wife, mother, and psychotherapist. Last August, she noticed her legs felt heavy. Within weeks, she was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. It will slowly paralyze every part of her body until she suffocates. One night over dinner, Jean Ann made the announcement to her friends that she was going to die. Before I could burst into tears, she followed up with a prayer request. Would we pray that she could die the same way she lived, loving God with all her heart, her mind, and soul? Leaving her house that night, I whispered to a mutual friend, "Jean Ann's either in total denial or she's a spiritual giant." Our dinner group goes to church together, but no sermon had prepared us for a death like this. Jean Ann used to run 5 miles a day. 4 months ago, she lost the use of her legs. Now she has to use plastic silverware because metal is too heavy for her to lift. She can't drive, she can't dress. She's lost almost everything that gives her joy, except her faith in a good and very personal God, which is as relevant and practical for Jean Ann as the wheelchair that scoots her across her living room floor. I want what Jean Ann and the Pope have, not just a faith that shapes my values and helps me make sense out of this crazy life in the here and now, but one that is strong enough to give me their confidence that another world waits behind the door.
Peggy Wehmeyer is host of the World Vision Report and the former religion correspondent for ABC News.